Now it's time for our second look at the history of radio in Bournemouth. Tim Heffer investigates the first radio station set up in Bournemouth by the BBC.
I'm standing in Holdenhurst Road. It's one of the widest and busiest roads in Bournemouth, taking traffic in and out of the town centre. It's also the location of some of the town's tallest and most modern buildings, home to the financial institutions such as Lloyds Bank and Abbey Life. And in the shadow of the yellowy-grey concrete facade of the Abbey Life headquarters is the remainder of a Victorian terrace, part of which was demolished in the 1970s when piling work for the foundations of the Abbey Life building made it unsafe. Not only were bricks and rubble removed, but part of Bournemouth's radio heritage, because it was here, above a pram and cycle shop at 72 Holdenhurst Road, that one of the BBC's first truly local stations was situated. This is the site of 6BM.
Hello everyone, 6BM Bournemouth sends hearty greetings to the world. We do hope you can smell the pines.
BM started broadcasting on the 17th of October 1923, and it was the eighth station to be set up by the newly formed British Broadcasting Company. It had taken just over 20 years from Marconi's first experiments in transmitting Morse code by wireless for Britain to get its first radio broadcasts. This took the collective might of Britain's largest radio companies, who merged to form the BBC, of which the Marconi Company was part. Broadcasting was new. So new that no one knew its possibilities. Lord Gainsford of the BBC spoke at the opening of 6BM.
We realise that with the establishment of this eighth and last main station in the original agreement, we are not at an end, but only at the beginning of our labours. It is quite impossible to forecast the future of broadcasting, but all are agreed it has unlimited possibilities. The standard of the Bournemouth programmes will have to be high.
And for those days, standards were probably very high. Music was extremely important, with live sessions and concerts performed at the studio in Holdenhurst Road. And this record, the Turkish Patrol, was used whenever a music filler was required. And at one time, it was the only recorded music that the station possessed. And you think chart music gets played frequently these days? What is noticeable is the variety of programming that was available. The children's hour with the radio uncles and aunts, mixed with the informative discussions, a mix which perhaps is lacking in today's schedules. 6BM provided its own programmes until around 1930, when the studio was closed down. Then its role changed. Raymond Durham was an engineer at 6BM.
We became a relay station. Bristol was our main central control, and they fed the programmes out to us to be radiated from Bournemouth, and the same as they did with Plymouth. And Plymouth and Bournemouth had to be synchronised every night when we went off. They had a little oscilloscope which we brought into line, so there was no heterodyning or anything like that between the two of them, interfering between the two of them.
And his chief responsibility was the transmitter.
It was in an army hut, about 70 feet long, about 30 feet wide. And when you went in, it was in Bushy Road, by the way, right next to the North Cemetery of today. You went in there, there was a sort of a wash basin area into the main transmitter bit. And then I think there were about four metal cages, like each with a section in the rectifying valves, the modulator where the sound was added to the carrier wave, and then further on, the battery room, all beautifully laid out in a field with a cable running out from the side up to the aerial wire. I think it was some 100 feet up, and two masts, that's all. And that was what was, that was the Bournemouth transmitter, all neatly laid out. And then all that was connected by landline back to 72 Holdenhurst Road, where there was the office, the boss, and the control room, the transmitter, two or three miles away. It was noted that it was the longest running transmitter of its type. I think it had been going 15 years, and it closed in 1939.
As did 6BM on June the 14th of that year. Tune in next week to the third part of Radio in Bournemouth, when we'll be looking at BBC Radio Solent and 2CR, the first commercial station set up in the area.